Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some fascinating stories about innovation, controversy, and the evolving tech landscape. From Turkey's groundbreaking hair transplant industry to a crypto vape that promises Bitcoin with every puff, we've got you covered. First up, Turkey has hacked the global hair transplant market in a way that blends ancient craftsmanship with cutting-edge AI and robotics. According to a detailed Wired article, Turkey's hair transplant industry isn't just about affordable procedures, but a bold evolution integrating machine learning algorithms and specialized motors adapted from dental and eye surgery tools. This innovation has transformed a process that once took days into one that can be completed in hours, with a hybrid model combining human skill and AI precision. One standout development is KEBot, a robotic arm that maps the scalp with 400 photos and deep learning to count follicles with greater accuracy than the human eye. Despite challenges from unlicensed clinics and market saturation, Turkey maintains a global lead by focusing on medical ethics, clinical expertise, and patient trust. Next, let's talk about the curious case of the AI-powered weed vape that claims to pay you Bitcoin for every puff. The Verge took a deep dive into GoodTrip, a product that mixes cannabis, blockchain rewards, and AI-powered asset tools, but the reality is far murkier than the hype. While the vape is real and available in California dispensaries, the promised Bitcoin rewards per puff are not actually delivered. GoodTrip's CTO admitted that financial incentives tied directly to consumption would be illegal, so the Bitcoin is paid upfront upon activation and doesn't increase with use. The app's GoodTrip Points system, which supposedly rewards vaping sessions, turned out to be a legacy feature no longer active, leaving users mostly with marketing smoke and mirrors. In environmental news, Erin Brockovich has turned her attention to data center secrecy in the US. TechCrunch reports that she launched a community-driven website mapping data centers nationwide, aiming to increase transparency about their construction and local impact. After calling for reports, Brockovich received nearly 4,000 submissions highlighting concerns about noise, water usage, and particularly the lack of transparency. She emphasizes that this isn't an argument against data centers or AI itself, but rather against the opaque practices that leave communities in the dark until permits are already secured. Shifting gears to the tech industry, a lively debate is unfolding about what's been dubbed AI psychosis among tech CEOs. TechCrunch's equity podcast explored Box founder Aaron Levy's comment that some CEOs are overly optimistic or detached from the real work AI entails. The discussion highlighted a backlash against AI, with some users rejecting AI-driven changes in products like Google Search, which is seeing user losses to alternatives like DuckDuckGo. Experts wonder if this anti-AI sentiment could open doors for startups focusing on more transparent or user-friendly AI applications. Meanwhile, the conversation also touched on how AI is reshaping workforces, with layoffs and changing job roles across industries. Those were today's top stories, showing how AI and technology continue to disrupt industries in unexpected ways. From medical innovation in Turkey to the tricky intersection of cannabis and crypto, and the call for transparency in data infrastructure, it's clear we're living in fascinating times. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. Stay curious, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more AI insights.